More than 9,000 Central Florida long-term care patients have signed up for insurance plans to cover the cost of their care. The move comes 2 years after state lawmakers approved the privatization of Medicaid for low-income Floridians. Under the managed care system, the state will send Medicaid dollars to insurance companies, and insurers, in turn, will pay providers, including nursing homes. Agency for Healthcare Administration Director Liz Dudek says the process will take time, though.
Today's the day that we begin rolling out of long-term care in the state of Florida. We're doing so here, Brevard, Osceola, Orange, and Seminole counties, and we're going to go through the rest of the state, culminating in March of next year, 2014.
The state got federal approval for the managed care transition earlier in the year. Florida currently spends about $22 billion a year on Medicaid, with costs rising annually. Supporters say the managed care program will help stem cost increases, but detractors say those savings will come at the expense of people who need care. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.